Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar on the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, there is a subject that there's a great deal of confusion on. And because there's a great deal of confusion on this subject, people have pretty much thrown out the baby with the dirty bathwater, and it has to do with dreams and visions. So I figured I'd call my friend John Paul Jackson. I'm speaking to him at his office in North Sutton, New Hampshire, and see if we can shed some light in this area, because this is what God has called John Paul Jackson to make easy for those that want to walk in this realm. Now, John Paul Jackson, and I was listening to the CDs we're making available, and it's amazing when you think in terms of how much time in an entire lifetime someone spends sleeping, and how much God wants to speak to us through our dreams and visions. Would you explain that?
Well, there's an amazing correlation, Sid. The more I study this and the more the Lord begins to reveal to me out of his scripture, the more amazed I am at the correlation between the scriptural issues of dreams and our own physical issues of time that we could be dreaming. For example, we spend a third of our life asleep, and a third of the Bible is in a direct fulfillment or the direct talking about, written about, a dream or a vision. So you have a third of our life, 8 hours a day we spend sleeping. We have a third of the scripture that is either the fulfillment of or talking about dreams and visions. 224 references in scripture to dreams and visions, appearances of angels, and those type of things that we read about. That means that by the time I'm 60, I'm 56 right now, by the time I'm 60, I will have spent 20 years asleep. That means there's 20 years that the Lord could be speaking to me and sealing my instructions, as it says in the book of Job, that the Lord speaks in many ways and man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, while men slumber upon their beds, he opens the minds of men and seals their instructions. And so he continually opens our minds, seals our instructions, because we've said to him we want his will in our lives. And so every night, he could be talking to us, and we not remember it because we don't believe in it. We don't perceive it. We let it go right over our consciousness, right over our heads. And so because we don't put value on it, we don't remember it. So we want to, what the Lord has called me to do, is to start bringing back the biblicality, the biblical nature of dreams and visions, and how he wants and longs to speak to us through that medium.
You had a very interesting meeting with an English vicar by the name of David Pitches?
Yes, David Pitches.
And that actually changed the destiny of your ministry. Explain.
David gave me a dream. This is some years ago. David gave me a dream, and he asked me to interpret it. And the Lord gave me the interpretation for it. And he asked me a very strange question. He said, "How did you do that?" And I go, "Well, it was the Lord. He gave me the understanding." He said, "I know that." He said, "And I believe that because it was accurate." He said, "But how did you do it?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. It was the Lord." And he looked at me and said something that shook me to the bone, so to speak. He said, "That's a shame, because when you die, no one will understand how you did what you did." He said, "In order for you to give it away, you have to be able to teach people how to do it, and you won't be able to teach them if you don't understand it." From that moment, something happened in my heart. My heart was pricked by the Holy Spirit, and he sent me on a journey to begin to understand how the interpretation process takes place in our lives. And he showed me two basic things, Sid. He showed me one: we can never stop and undersell the value of the Holy Spirit, who gives revelation, understanding, insight into enigmas and riddles of the night that the Lord gives us. At the same time, we have to understand this, that in Daniel chapter 9, an angel came to give Daniel skill to understand. Skill is acquired. Revelation is given. Skill is acquired. And so what we're looking at, and I believe we're looking at, is the issue of the acquiring of skill to do something, as well as the reception of the revelation from the Holy Spirit that only He can give. You can have as much skill as you want to. You can know all kinds of symbols and metaphors and so on, but without the Holy Spirit to give you understanding of what you're seeing, it's of no value to you. So the most fundamental aspect is being able to receive from the Holy Spirit revelation from Him. But at the same time, there is skill. The Lord told Moses, for example, He said, I want you to look for these men to carve out the elements of the tabernacle. I want you to look for men who are skilled and men in whom my spirit rests. And I believe the same thing happens today. God wants to give skill, and He wants to give men and women in whom the Spirit of God rests in them.
Now, we're offering two of your CDs in addition to the television show we did with you and another guest. Mm-hmm. And the CDs are called The Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events. Would you define the difference between dreams and visions?
Well, in Numbers chapter 12, verse 6, there's an interesting address that the Lord gives to Miriam and to Aaron. And he's talking about Moses, and he's defending Moses. And he says this, I make myself known through a vision. I speak in dreams. Therein, and we typically have overlooked that in understanding of dreams and visions, but it's very, very important. If God wants to make Himself known, He speaks more literally to us. The disciples said to Jesus, when Jesus was speaking to everybody in parables, and finally He spoke plainly, and they said to Him, finally, you don't speak to us in riddles or parables. You are speaking to us plainly so that we can understand. When God wants to make Himself known to us, He will speak more clearly or literally to us. And yet, He will still speak to us just to let us know things, to communicate things to us, but He does those through dreams, it says. Dreams are more symbolic and full of metaphor. Visions are more literal, and what you see is what you get.
Tell me one dream that either changed your life or someone else's life in a good way.
Oh, in a good way. Oh, my goodness. Well, I had one once that was very, very powerful. And it was very, I'll tell you a quick one. Some of them are sagas, as you and the people listening will know, that they have sagas as well. But I had one where I had a brand new car, and the car was stalled. I opened up the hood of the car to take a look at it and found out I had an old battery and a brand new car. I'm thinking, how in the world could this have happened? I have this brand new car, but I have an old battery. As I'm looking at it, a mechanic that I had used all my life, this person doesn't exist, but I know who this mechanic represents. It's symbolic of the Lord. The mechanic comes up and he said, oh, here's the problem. He says, this battery, you haven't had a new battery since 5/12/95. And I go, well, how could that be? And he says, well, that's not important right now. What's important is that I get you a brand new battery. And so I said, well, how long will that take? It's a new vehicle. Do you have one of those batteries? He says, absolutely. I will be back for you in just a jiffy. And so I came out of the dream, and I knew exactly what the dream meant. On May 5/12/95, the date of the battery, I had an experience, thinking back and looking back on my dream journals and making sure of the date and everything. I had an experience, Sid, where I was taken to the throne room. And I had an experience in the throne room that shaped my life enormously. I literally changed my cellular structure. That battery was referring to that date as like a power supply, that which charges you, that which energizes you, that which starts you. And what the dream was telling me was that you have a new vision, a new vehicle, a new means of doing ministry, but you don't yet have the power necessary to accomplish the vision that I've given you. And that power is coming your way. Wait on it until it comes. And I did that, And the Lord supplied the power that was needed to embark on the next phase of ministry. Totally changed my life.
John Paul Jackson, I am making available your two CDs. We're going to call this probably one of the finest ways to begin your journey of understanding dreams and visions. It's called Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events. We're also including the television show that I did with John Paul Jackson, because you see, gifting is normally caught as well as taught. And as he teaches on these areas on the television show, he then prays a special prayer of impartation that you would understand your dreams and visions. And then a prophet who actually I'm going to have on next week, Charles Dixon, is probably the most precise prophet by what I have watched and heard before my very eyes and ears that I've ever met. We're going to have his DVD in which he prays for an impartation for you to move in the gifts of prophecy. And he actually prophesied over you, John Paul Jackson. He had never heard of you. How accurate was he with you?
I'm still shaking from it. It was 100% accurate, with details nobody but me and my wife knew.
Well, guess what he did with me? I wasn't a speaker. I was sitting in a crowd where he was speaking. He singled me out, and he starts out by saying, "You have a call to the Jewish people, and your face will be seen all over the world." He did not know I was in ministry. He did not know I was Jewish. He did not know I had a call to Jewish people. And he didn't even know I was doing radio and television. And then he proceeded, I mean, with so many precise things. So I really believe when you pray for impartation, and he prays for impartation, when they take your Basics of Dreams, Visions, and Strange Events, this is going to catapult them into the realm of the supernatural, and it's a beginning. But you know what? We have to start somewhere, and I believe heaven is drawing so close to earth that this is the moment for you to make that mega jump. For a donation of $30, the two DVD television shows plus the two CDs. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.